Nathan Zagura alongside Browns first-round pick Myles Garrett. And Myles, yesterday, your first practice, and I know you've had a lot of experience with Greg Williams since you've been drafted, but what was it like in the first practice?
Wasn't anything unlike what I was expecting. And I expect him to be vocal. I expect him to be hard on us. But he's just trying to get the very best out of all of us.
It looked like on the second play in the team drills, you would have had your first sack. And obviously, you can't hit the guy out there. But was that a good feeling?
Yeah. I can do better. I know I can improve and, make some better moves and, do better on my get off. There's just things I got to, do better and knock some of the rust off.
Clyde Simmons, top 20 all-time in the history of the National Football League in terms of sacks. Not a bad guy to have as your defensive coach when you come to the NFL, right?
I mean, I got one of the best coaching me, so if I want to be in that league someday, that means I gotta listen and I'll take care.
You clearly do want to be in that league. I mean, you've said it many times. What is it that you feel you must do to get where you want to be?
I gotta listen to him. I gotta, just make sure I learn the playbook and know my position on the field and know my role, so I'm not out of position. I can, do the things that match my skill set. So I'm within the defense, but I can also do things that are come second nature to me.
I saw yesterday one of the things that everybody noticed was that you were the first person drafted in the draft this year. You're also the last person off the field yesterday alongside Larry Ogan, Joby. You guys are doing a little work over there. What were you guys doing?
Just running through some plays, just seeing how we could, if we could mess around, maybe do some stunts and just learn some of the stunts that they already put in and just learn some twists.
You guys were rooming together. What's that experience been like?
He's a real cool guy. I love him. He's real humble. He's real soft-spoken, and he's kind of like me. So he's a great roommate, great teammate.
Well, and you both love to live in the gym. Are you guys having, who's going to work out more competition between the two of you?
We're having all kinds of competition.
Yeah? You want to share any of those?
No. Maybe tell you at the end, but right now we're just going at it.
All right, I want to talk about a competition that I'd like to get in with you because in addition to both liking dinosaurs, you and I have something in common. We both love tacos. I love tacos. What's your favorite taco?
Well, my favorite taco place is Fuego.
Okay.
That's back in Texas.
Okay.
And they had a number 15. It was named after me or my number.
Well, if I could get a taco named after me, my fate too. What's inside the number 15? I like that.
Eggs, cheese, chorizo, okay. Sausage, bacon, peppers, and tomatoes.
So it's kind of like a breakfasty, meaty, delicious treat.
Yep.
So you're a breakfast food man as well?
Love it.
Okay. My favorite taco is Al Pastor, like a good original style Al Pastor, right where they slice it and the pineapple in there. Mm-hmm. That's the good stuff. Have you gone out for tacos yet in Cleveland?
I have not.
No?
Been a little bit busy.
Yeah, a little busy? You're working on it? Well, one day when you get there, Barrio's a very good place.
Okay.
Bakersfield just came here, also a very good place downtown. So there are plenty of tacos here. If you ever need any taco input, I'm your guy. I'll help you out with that. Tacos are the best. Don't you think of all the foods, like tacos, just it gives you everything. You can just put it right in there in your hand, boom, there it is.
Everything you need. Your daily ingredients to make you a better person, start your day off right, it's all in one taco.
Yeah, and you could have a breakfast taco. I could have a lunch taco or a dinner taco, steak, whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
It's a beautiful thing.
You probably see me there.
Yes.
Barrios or Bakers.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be out there. We'll be out there. Let me ask you this. Are you a big video game player?
Not too much.
Not too much? Did you notice you were in Madden the night that you were drafted?
Somebody sent me a picture.
Yeah. 99. They gave you right out of the rip. The only one.
I don't know about that.
Well, they say it's based on the potential, but I mean, that's got to be kind of cool thing that, I'm sure you grew up playing Madden or friends have played Madden, and to be in there right after you get drafted, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. I always wanted to be in a video game. I missed my chance in college because the game, they stopped making it. Right before I came, and I was looking forward to that. But now I've really stopped playing video games. So
you're focused. Yeah. I mean, that's one thing I will say that is clear from all this, and I know that you're a Renaissance man and you have a lot of interest, and you're laser focused on doing what you need to do to be the player you want to be out here on the field. Is that fair to say?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I know people made a big deal about you working out and skipping that game, but I feel like that's just something, every time I hear a story about you, you're either coming from a workout or going to a workout.
I mean, I can catch the game on TV. There's such thing as TiVo and YouTube. So I love to make a game, and I love to see the Cavs go out there. They're one of my favorite teams. But I gotta handle my own business.
What drives you that way? Because I would imagine that's something that was instilled in you, or some people just have that competitive nature, like a Michael Jordan was just that competitive. Is it competitiveness, or what is it that drives you?
Competitiveness first, family second. No, they come first in everything, but they instilled that in me from just genes.
Yeah. Do you like winning more than you hate losing?
I don't know. Hate losing.
I hate losing. It's the worst.
I mean, everybody loves to win, but you gotta hate to lose. It's gotta burn you inside.
See, I like that mindset because I would imagine a guy of your skill set and what you've experienced in your life, you expect to win, right?
Yep.
So when you don't get what you expect, it hurts more than getting what you do expect.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I think we're going to see a lot of winning out there. And I like the fact that you're not backing down from anything. Do you believe, you know, people say the Cleveland Browns, and I'm sure you heard you're going to the Browns. Somebody asked you a question yesterday about what happened last year. You weren't here yet last year. Do you believe this is a new beginning for this Browns organization?
It is. I mean, every year is a new beginning. I mean, every day is a new resume. You have to, you know, put out what you think, you know, people should see. And what they see on film is what they're going to get. And so you got to make sure you're giving your all every single play.
All right. I mean, we have three last things here. One word answers. Whatever pops in your mind. Hugh Jackson.
Funny.
Greg Williams.
Loud.
Tacos.
Great.
Miles, it's been a pleasure. Welcome to the Browns.